It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Carrie Nolan. Derek Jeter's entry into the Baseball Hall of Fame was the safest bet in all of sports, and that's exactly what happened yesterday when he was elected his first year on the ballot. But the system that gave the former Yankee shortstop his wealth and influence exists in large part because of a New Yorker who never even played the game, labor organizer Marvin Miller. WNYC's Jim O'Grady has more.
Marvin Miller did as much to change baseball as Babe Ruth or Jackie Robinson. So in December, the Hall of Fame Veterans Committee voted to enshrine him in Cooperstown, grudgingly, after a decades-long campaign. His plaque will be hung at the same induction ceremony as Derek Jeter's. It's fitting. In the 1960s, the Players Union was like a 90-pound weakling on the beach who let bullies kick sand in his face. Team owners paid players as talented as Jeter a pittance, others less. Then, in 1964, Marvin Miller, a middle-aged NYU grad who grew up three subway stops from Ebbets Field, applied to lead the union, promising to turn it into a muscle man. Kurt Flood, a star for the St. Louis Cardinals, said this about him.
The moment that we found out that the owners didn't want Marvin Miller, he was our guy.
Miller got the job. In 1969, Kurt Flood was coming off an MVP-type season, so he asked for a raise. His owner punished him instead with a trade to the Phillies. Flood refused to go, declared himself a free agent, and said he'd play for the team that made the best offer. The owners freaked out and filed multiple lawsuits. Miller backed Flood to the hilt, and when it was over, free agency was real. Today, baseball has the most powerful union in sports, for which Marvin Miller would always share the credit.
I encourage the players to treat the union as their union, not my union, not anybody else's union. It was their union.
Miller retired in 1982 and died at his Manhattan home in 2012. In 2020, Derek Jeter's net worth is estimated at $185 million. He's a business unto himself. On a Tuesday conference call, a pesky reporter asked Jeter about the one guy out of 397 who didn't vote for him. Jeter's answer was as bland as hold music.
That's not something that's on my mind. I'm just extremely excited and honored to be elected.
Jeter has wealth and power enough that he doesn't have to answer any question he doesn't want to. And for that, he should thank Marvin Miller. Jim O'Grady, WNYC News.